you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This group in the studio is no help. Puss might be able to help before we ask the audience. What do we tease with Morton before the break?
Oh, the Wikipedia.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Thank you.
Six people. Colleen knew nothing.
I'm clueless.
Nick knew nothing.
By the way, if you're just waking up in Wichita, it's mayhem. Ice on the roads. Pandemonium. They're mowing down pedestrians right and left.
Be careful. You don't just like they almost mowed down.
There's your traffic update.
Mowing down pedestrians.
So just stay home.
Well, especially if you're walking.
Stay home. It's ugly out
All
there.
All right. So Wikipedia, can you still go on and just change? Anybody can change Wikipedia? How's that still work?
The internet is the author of your Wikipedia.
What's yours messed up though?
Mine is, okay, well, apparently I'm a football player.
Right.
I used to play for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. There was a guy named Greg Morton to play for the Bills. You mentioned before with us, right.
And it's still messed up.
Really?
I keep taking the picture out and somebody keeps putting it back in again. So now with the AGT thing, it's like, oh, go blue. No, and you played for Michigan, didn't you?
And it doesn't help that you fly out of Buffalo a lot, too. So this
close to the airport. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
You are not exactly. Gregory Allen Morton.
Especially when they almost, remember when they were in the playoffs?
Right,
yeah.
No, is Greg Morton, Allen Morton, a younger football player now, or did he play back when we would, like when? You
know, back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the day.
He would be born in 53. He'd be 66 now.
Oh, so he's older than Greg. Okay.
Yeah. So he got drafted into the Buffalo Bills in 1977.
Yeah.
And poked by, how was Shem Beckler? Have you met
Greg Morton?
I did.
Where?
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe that's his hometown.
Yeah.
It is.
He came out and saw you?
I went to a cigar shop. He was smoking stogies.
Does he get confused now since AGT?
I saw you in AGT.
You know the goggling dog?
Do Yoda.
Do Yoda.
No, I'm the pancake blocking guy, not the Yoda talking guy.
So do you, Greg Morton, the comic, have a Wikipedia page? That's who you don't want to
get. That was his.
Oh, yeah.
That was his.
I don't have time.
No, this is all about this football player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's no confusion.
Yeah.
It's clearly the football player.
Well, you know, Wikipedia if you're writing page. One of those, you've got to have references, right? You've got to reference another article.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how it is
either. We had somebody write
ours. Somebody
did
ours years ago, and I think it's still up, and I don't know what it says. You know?
Beautiful. That's ours what you need to do.
Yeah.
I need to get somebody to write mine.
One of our listeners just took it upon themselves to do ours, right?
Yeah. But now I think it's a little more restrictive. You've got to get some kind of administrator credentials in order to
I haven't seen what ours says.
You can't use asschecker.com.
No.
You know, just pull facts out of your ass.
That takes all the fun out of it.
Here's another fun fact.
Asschecker.com.
Yeah, you don't have. Greg Morton, comedian, does not have a Wikipedia page.
But the football player Wikipedia has your picture.
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got Greg Morton.
Yeah, that's the story then. Yeah, that's the story.
Oh, see, I
didn't see any
this
picture.
This guy is so tall. His navel is up to my ear.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see. There's no picture on
Big
here.
Big guy.
They might have gotten rid of that.
I should put that in. The picture of us both. Then I'll be his son. That's what'll happen.
You know, like the remember the when American Idol, they did tours. Did they ever want to do a? Did they ever do an AGT tour?
Yeah.
Like everybody together. Have they done that or not?
No. They did talk about it, and I was really excited.
Yeah, because that's like they do. People show up at those things.
Idol did that one time?
Yeah, they show up at those things. You know?
Yeah.
I'd not be like a troop of, you know, a bunch of circus guys going out with you, but still, you get your bit, you be in front of you, the gargling dog, the trapeze lady, and then hopefully you finish, you wrap up the show.
I said to Colleen they should have their own room in Vegas.
Yes.
An AGD room.
At this point, rotate people in.
Yeah, the show's been going on for so long. Middle America loves the show, and they go to Vegas.
You can't lose, baby.
No.
Who do I need to talk to?
They might not like the messed up NASCAR driver bit.
That's too much money.
Yeah. Can you lose the NASCAR guy bit? That was kind of
never.
Funnybone.com. Greg Morton all weekend through Saturday. Kids show Sunday.
Sunday at 3 o'clock Sunday. One and only.
Nick Allen's emceeing our own Nick Allen. He's emceeing the adult stuff. He doesn't do kids stuff.
And it's happy.
Yeah, I'm not doing the kids show.
And the kids show has a happy hour.
Okay.
Lots of juice. Okay. Just juice.
Shirley Temple's flying around.
I thought you said happy ending originally. I'm thinking,
no, chef's making chicken fingers and waffles and all sorts of fun stuff for the kiddie show.
Yeah, I met one of the Bones.
Oh, chicken and waffles.
We did a. I
thought you were stereotyping there because Greg's here. Chicken and waffles.
Yeah. Greg's black? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And Canadian.
What the hell?
Probably don't have a lot
I
of
love
good...
what Greg does to black boys.
What's chicken wobble? What the hell going on here?
I love what he does to black boys. because he's doing an accent. It'd be like, when I do the white guy voice, I'm just me. When he does the black guy voice, you are doing an accent.
Normally I talk like this.
Yes, you do.
And then I get real upset when somebody brings up the chicken and waffles. Colleen, why you got to bring that up?
Do they have any good chicken and waffle joints north of the border?
What? No, it's just coming. It's just coming up to Canada now.
Okay.
But they're doing it all wrong.
Like he's seeking them out.
Terrible.
They're going it wrong.
They're trying to put cheese on it.
Chicken terrible. And waffles with vinegar.
And maple syrup. Yeah.
Chicken and waffle poutine. Mm-hmm. I think that's got legs.
So you're doing something with the Bone you mentioned earlier. Another Bone you were doing.
Oh, yeah. So one of the kids orders a steak.
At the kids' show.
At the kids' show.
Right.
Doesn't like it and sends it back.
Hanging out with his parents too much. Yep.
What a
this is way underdone.
Little...
Yeah. Look, I ordered blue. I ordered.
Did he do?
That's not going to fly with me.
Did he say the show? Did he pour a Dangerfield and set his whip marks on it the whole bit, you know? Old school. How long have you been doing the kids thing?
Just a whip marks on it. Hey. Sorry?
How long have you been doing the kids thing then?
Since
AGT?
AGT. I just started in January doing it, yeah.
Right.
Whole new thing.
And
for
it's
me.
Going so well in all the other clubs. I'm really happy to have
is
this.
Is it weird to look out originally and just see all kids' faces? And to parents, obviously, but just. Because after a year, you've been in the clubs for years looking at drunks, you know?
Yeah, it's quite refreshing.
I bet it is. That kid's not wasted.
They don't heckle. They're actually afraid of me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're right. Because you're the star.
They're in awe.
Yeah.
They don't heckle.
But they send back a steak.
Yeah.
Please.
Could you send that back, please?
Yeah. You know mom and dad probably do that on a regular
basis.
Exactly. He's obviously witnessed that more than once.
Yeah.
And then they said, do you want to take it home? Go, no.
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 At least take it home.
Bring it home for the dog.
Right, for the dog.
And find me a decent wine to pair with this.
Shirley Temple. Yeah.
Born on this day, however, dead now. Kurt Cobain. It is also...
How old would he have been today?
He was born in 1967.
Okay. So 53?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is also Rihanna's birthday today.
Who's older?
We know.
Who's taller?
Oh, different games.
Do you want to play?
Taller, that's tough.
You couldn't throw me a softball.
Well, who's taller? It should be a softball. It's the same thing.
Okay.
No, it's not a softball. I don't know. Rihanna's a pretty tall girl. And Cobain's probably only 5'8", 5'9".
I bet he shrunk by now.
I'm going to say Cobain.
I'm going to say Cobain.
I'll keep saying Cobain, too. Yeah, just
Cobain's taller.
5'8 to 5'6".
Cobain.
Something like that.
Cobain's 5'9".
Oh, no.
And she's what?
5'8".
Yeah.
Barely.
Damn it.
We win.
Yeah.
Did you pick Rihanna?
Yeah, I did.
You loser.
There goes my weekend.
It's a long weekend, too. Yeah, you got to live with that.
Yeah.
You got to live with that loss.
Way to
believe
go,
me.
Dick.
It does suck when you lose who's older or who's taller for the weekend.
It does. I have to carry this shame for days.
We've talked about that. I'm not even joking. It'll bug you.
Yeah, it will.
Because you can't even, we're off Monday, too.
I'll see a bunch of fives and eights popping up all over the place.
We're not live till Tuesday.
I don't know. Try another one?
Maybe. I hope I get this one right. If I lose two in a row. All right.
It's Ivana Trump's birthday.
All right.
The first wife.
Yeah. Well, she's old.
It is also, and, this is a note for our Deadpool players as well. It's also Sidney Poitier's birthday.
Wow. He's old.
He's 93.
Yeah. Well, who's taller?
Who's taller?
Damn it.
Are you sucking us in with this?
Ivana Trump or Sidney Poitier?
Every photo of Sidney Poitier, he looks like he's pretty tall. There's no way in hell she's over 6 foot.
Yeah, Sidney Poitier.
I'm going.
But you're sucking us in, Craig. You're laughing. You're trying to make that face. You're sucking us in.
I've got nothing. I'm just looking over there, Greg.
I'm going to say still it's Sidney Poitier.
The football player.
You know what? I'm going to go crazy on this one. I'm going to say they're the same height.
Oh, he's saying push.
Wow.
Push is allowed in this game, and it sucks.
No, I don't do pushes.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Yeah,
you do pushes.
Yeah, you're going to have to pick one.
All right. Wow. Ivanka's taller.
No, Ivana.
Ivana, that's what I meant to say.
She's 6 foot even.
Oh, wow.
No. He's got to be 6'2".
No.
Sidney Poitier is 6'2".
Yes!
All right.
Did you win that one?
Yep. Just saved the weekend.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
you're still 1-1. We're 2-0.
But what about if she had heels on?
Doesn't count. Doesn't matter. What if he had heels on? We can't play that game.
Oh, how tall are you in heels, Greg? I've seen you in heels.
Yeah.
I remember in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
What was I? I think I was over 6 foot.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
6'1", 6'2", with the heels.
Yeah. You wear the heels of the
kids
show.
It would vary because I would tip over. What's that?
You wear the heels of the heels of the kids show.
Mommy.
Kinky boots.
Kinky boots.
Kinky boots.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Out of Clearwater, Florida, three men held up a CVS pharmacy. They were careful. They went in at 5 a.m. They wore blue surgical gloves so they wouldn't leave fingerprints. They waved guns at employees and tied several of them with zip ties. They got more than 10,000 pills that contained the opioids hydrocodone and oxycodone, an estimated street value of about $320,000.
I guess that's where the pills are at, but you never think of being robbed at the CVS. Or at Walgreens, things like that. You just don't think about it.
I thought they kept them in some kind of safe, some time-release safe.
I don't know.
Apparently not. That's why they tied them up.
Yeah. Oh. They just had to wait around for the pills to come out?
If you steal them, though, you're missing the points. You're not getting any points at all.
You're right. So as detectives investigated the area around the store, they started noticing pill bottles. The detectives figured out that the robbers had emptied the bottles as they made their getaway, and then tossed them out the window of their car.
Oh, and they had their name on it.
Yeah.
Why would they have their name on it?
No
fingerprints.
They stole them. Okay, they stole them.
They stole
them. Labeled before they left. Yeah.
I thought it was a label with their name on it.
No, but it's
you got my address wrong.
Yeah, it was their prescription. They just didn't want
to
pay for it.
He punched it up just to make sure he was in the system.
Well, hang on there. Let me put the address on there.
Good for 100 refills.
Just come back if you need some more.
So what happened, Craig?
So the robbers had emptied the bottles as they made their getaway, tossed them out the window of the car. Detectives followed the pill bottles like breadcrumbs.
Oh, my God.
Eventually led them to the house at 1045 West Avenue. There they found the same white Chrysler 200 that had been recorded on the surveillance camera. White cotton and a pill bottle cap were right there on the ground nearby. The deputies just detained the two guys inside the Chrysler. They matched the descriptions of the two robbers seen inside the store, found more evidence on one guy's cell phone, recording videos of the suspects in the same room as a bed strewn with pills and clear plastic baggies. Videos also showed them handling the white garbage bag near the pills, the same type of bag the suspects had.
Well, first of all, how
so
dumb.
They just followed the pill bottles like breadcrumbs and they're busted. Yeah.
How dumb did they sound, Greg? How dumb were these guys?
That wasn't me. I was the driver. I wasn't. I'm all right. I'm okay.
They breadcrumbed the way back to the getaway house.
They littered.
That is so stupid. They could have kept him in the car.
Dumb and dumber litter.
They see the giant CVS receipt sticking out the door.
Again, they didn't buy anything when they were there.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody will ever find us.
They were very careful.
No, they weren't.
Except for that part.
The breadcrumb.
Except for that part.
Follow you back.
A little sloppy.
And you know the cops are just digging us. They're driving down the street. Yep. There's one. Oh, they took a left. There's one. And they just keep following it. It's probably one every 30 feet, 40 feet. Right.
I wore gloves. They'll never catch me.
They had to be surprised. Like, there's no way this leads to a door.
And, I know. That's what I'm saying.
They're right
there. It's too good to be true. You know.
You got to wait until after the robbery to take all the pills.
That's even stupid for Florida, you know?
Yeah.
That really is. That really is.
Yeah. Other Florida guys in jail are laughing at those guys.
I'll be in Clearwater and, like, tonight.
What idiot.
So I will find out.
Hi, fellas. What are you doing in the shower? This looks like a nice place. I got a roommate and everything.
We are celebrating National Love Your Pet Day.
$3,000 worth.
Oh, my goodness.
You went above and beyond the call of duty.
He said duty. And I'm seeing that Nick Cage is going to be involved in what seems to be a cool thing. Nick Cage is going to be playing himself in an upcoming film called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. He's going to be even reenacting favorite scenes or famous scenes from his old movies.
Sounds fun.
To be in this movie.
It sounds fun because he's always just seems like a fun guy. Got some issues, but fun dude, man.
Yeah. And he says it's weird that in this movie he has to refer to himself in third person and scenes in the movie where he's going to have to go back and watch other movies that he's been in to, you know, kind of catch up on what he was doing at the time.
Remember the fly on the wall situation? If we could have seen a drunk Vince Neil and a drunk Nicolas Cage in Vegas arguing and bitching and trying to save each other from some guy. Remember that story?
Well, one was trying to save the other.
Right.
I think Nick was the voice of reason on that.
Was he? I thought Vince was.
I don't remember.
That was crazy. I think Vince Neil was trying to stop Nick Cage from doing something stupid. And that's just crazy because they're both obviously huge alcoholics.
Yeah.
I like Nick Cage.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but what's his best role?
Leaving Las Vegas, he won an Oscar for.
Yeah,
he was good in Raising
Arizona.
He's
good in everything. Bad movies, he's good at.
Moonstruck.
Yeah,
Face Off.
He's excellent.
Definitely Face Off.
Face Off's a great movie.
Con Air. Yeah.
Con Air. He rocks Con Air.
And I'm not kidding. Those National Treasure movies.
You said they're good.
They're pretty good movies. Yeah, yeah. They're pretty good movies.
What about the one where he's on the motorcycle and his hair's on fire? Oh, or his head's on fire.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. Yeah. I think there were two of those.
He did, didn't he?
He did a pretty, pretty horrible.
He was almost Superman.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Oh, The Rock. How are you going to forget
The Rock?
Was great. That's a great movie. Yeah.
What was the car stealing movie? Gone in 60 Seconds.
That's a good one. I can hang with that.
Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Right?
It'll be fun if he gets them confused.
Valley Girl. Valley Girl. Man, Valley Girl is such a great movie.
Nobody's mentioned Family Man.
There you go. I like Family Man.
Yeah. Was he in Fast Times? Wasn't that one of his first roles?
Yeah, he's in the restaurant when they're sitting down with Spicoli.
Yeah,
he's actually billed as Nick Coppola in that movie.
Right.
Oh, here's one.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people don't know this movie, but it's really good. Red Rock.
That's a great movie.
Red Rock West.
Yep.
It's hard to say.
Yep.
But it's worth looking at.
Yep.
From the early 90s.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he's mistaken for a hitman.
Oh. Okay.
Dwight Yoakam's in it.
Oh, Married in Vegas, Honeymoon in Vegas was a funny movie. That's a good movie.
That's a good one. Yeah.
With all the Elvises?
Yeah, the Flying Elvises, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a quick one, Craig?
Not so much, but this is public service right here.
All right.
Natural Light, Natty Light, offering college graduates $100 if they're willing to loan their diplomas to the company. Natural Light assures people their diplomas will be returned in the exact same condition. Just fill out the diploma rental agreement at nattydiplomas.com. The brand will send a prepaid envelope to mail back the diploma. They'll send it back. They just won't tell you what it's for. There is a limit, so you got to get this done. The company's not saying why they want the physical diploma, only saying it's part of a highly classified plan that's as part of an extension of their college debt relief program. They say they're going to have the diploma for about 12 months, but once they unveil their plan, there's going to be a lot of conversation. They've already launched their college debt relief program, Natural Light has, because, you know, they're big in college.
My college debt's been paid off because I've been out of college for a long, long time.
But college kids love the Natty Light.
Can I dust off mine and send it? And they'll go, dude, you're too old for this.
No.
What are you doing drinking Natty Light?
You can do it.
You're right. You should not be drinking Natty Light. You got more money than that.
You can do it.
Greg Morton, funnybone.omaha.com. Greg, to find your dates all around the country, where they go?
Well, they go to gregmorton.com.
There you go.
And you know, there's Twitter and Instagram. That's Greg Morton Comic.
All right.
And Facebook, well, I don't have any friends, and I don't want any.
funnybone.omaha.com. See Greg and our buddy Nick all weekend long. Thanks, Colleen.
My pleasure.
Best of tomorrow. Back live Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Best of a couple days.
Sunday Kids Show.
Sunday Kids Show.
I'm all right.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. You want some food to take with you?
Yeah.
Help yourself.
Omaha Tap House. Thank you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.